It's Friday, September 12th, and with your 7 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. Vinduk hosted the conclusion of the three-day Global Africa Hydrogen Summit, focusing on the continent's green hydrogen prospects. Discussions centered on investment, technology, and strategic partnership, while deals including Toyota, Tsusho, and Hilron underpinned Namibia's increasing influence in the global hydrogen market. Our correspondent is Angie Scholes.
The three-day Global African Hydrogen Summit in Vinduk concluded, bringing together heads of state, ministers, investors and industry leaders. Day one focused on Africa's role in the global hydrogen value chain and building investment partnerships. Day two highlighted policies, regulations and technology, including AI applications in hydrogen production. The final day addressed localization, with leaders emphasizing hydrogen's potential to drive industrialization, create jobs and support climate resilient growth across Africa.
The Speaker of the National Assembly, Sara Kugangelua Amadila, adjourned yesterday's session following a disruption caused by the removal of the affirmative repositioning member Tuafeni Kalola. Josia Shiweda for News on One reports that Kalola was escorted out of the chamber after refusing to return to his seat after addressing the session without the Speaker's approval.
Okay, so then the Honourable, the security officers, please must remove the member.
The commotion lasted over 10 minutes, during which words were exchanged between the Speaker and AR members. In response, Kugongelwa Amadila accused AR members of consistently engaging in disruptive behavior during parliamentary proceedings.
No, but I keep asking the member to take the floor. They are unwilling, and it's every day. It's every day. Yeah.
Bank of Namibia Deputy Governor Leonie Dunn has been appointed to the Global Board of Directors of the Alliance for Financial Inclusion for the years 2025-27. Bons Naufiku Hamunime stated that the confirmation at the AFI Annual General Meeting earlier this month marks a significant step in Namibia's role in advancing global financial inclusion.
The AFI Board of Directors serves as the apex governance body of the Alliance for Financial Inclusion, setting the strategic direction of the network, ensuring institutional accountability, and guiding global policy discussions to advance financial inclusion. The board comprises of high-level representatives from member institutions, including central banks and regulatory authorities, and plays a critical role in shaping initiatives that promote access to responsible, inclusive financial services for the unbanked and underserved populations across the globe.
The DA has reported the National Energy Regulator of South Africa to the Public Protector following a 54 billion rand miscalculation in Eskom tariffs under multi-year price determination 6. DA spokesperson Kevin Mileham says the error, acknowledged by NERSA's chairperson Tembani Bukula, will lead to higher electricity prices over the next two financial years. The organization has condemned NERSA's governance failures, lack of transparency and capacity issues. On the international front, Ireland and Spain are amongst the countries that may boycott next year's Eurovision Song Contest if Israel is allowed to participate. The Irish national broadcaster, RTE, said Ireland could not take part if Israel competed again in 2026, saying it would be unconscionable given the ongoing and appalling loss of lives in Gaza. Our correspondent on the ground is Ross Cullen.
Spain's culture minister says his country may also not take part should Israel participate. Iceland and Slovenia are also considering pulling out if Israel is part of the competition. Earlier this year, more than 70 former Eurovision contestants signed a letter calling on the organisers to ban Israel from the 2025 competition. In the end, Israel not only competed this year, but finished runner-up. The 2026 contest will take place in Austria next May.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.